things are possible, Lord, I believe. Jesus is here.
Gracious Father, we thank you again for your grace that has been with us since we came to you out this morning. We thank you for testimonies of your children, of your goodness and mercies unto them. We thank you, dear Lord, for the Sunday school and the blessings of the same. Thank you for what the worship service and the special numbers, all to give you glory and testify of your mercies and your goodness and to praise your wonderful name. We are grateful unto you. We ask you bless the song leader and bless those who sound special. Bless the entire congregation, the users of instrument. Lord, we want to thank you also for our brother Stephen Ogu and the wife that your grace has been with for the past 12 years that they come together. Thank you for all you have done for them for this number of years. We ask that your grace will continue to uphold them and be their protection and their strength.
Amen.
Lord, may their love for each other grow stronger and stronger.
Amen.
The option you are giving to them, may you grant their desires for them.
Amen.
Give them grace to take care of them, both spiritually and physically.
Amen.
And Lord, when this life is over, may they be together in the first class city.
Amen.
We want to thank you for your servants that are away from here, the one in Ghana, the one in Bakatari, Lord, and the one in Abeokuta. We ask that your mercy will stand for them.
Amen.
You help them, Lord, to be a great channel of blessing to your people.
Amen.
And wherever the saints are gathered in all the nations of the world, may your presence be with your servants, and may you help your children also.
Amen.
Be with us there, dear Father, as we look up unto you for blessings from you. You know each and every one of us, and you know our needs, dear Father. We pray you attend to everyone's need according to your riches in glory.
Amen.
May you heal the sick and the afflicted. May you save the unsaved. Restore backsliders. Lord, we pray, oh God, you will deliver the oppressed, dear Father. We ask, Lord, for Holy Ghost baptism for those who are seeking for the same. Welcome each and every one of us in preparation for your coming.
Amen.
Thank you, Eternal Father. At the end of the service, I might have every cause to give glory and honor to you.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Well, we've been on a subject that we just and don't know. We'll just be able to do a little of it this morning. I could summarize everything without preaching, but actually wanted us to, especially there are some of us old timers that know all these things. But those who are new, they also have to know it so that they know when we rejoice for an event, we know where what we are talking about. God bless you. Shall we rise on our feet? I would like to read again from the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 14, from verse 12 to 14. Then we'll read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Isaiah 14, from verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou come down to the ground with this wicked the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worship, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Báwọn abẹ́yìn ará nítorí tí wíwá Jésù Kristì wíwá wá àti ti ìpéjọ wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀, kí ọkàn yìí kí ó má ṣe tètè mì tàbí kí ó má ṣe jáyà, kí ẹ má ṣe jáyà yálà nípa ẹ̀mí tàbí nípa ọ̀rọ̀ tàbí nípa ìwé bí láti ọ̀dọ̀ wa wá bí ẹni pé ọjọ́ Olúwa dé. Má ṣe jẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni tàn yín jẹ lọ́nà kọ́nà, nítorí pé ọjọ́ náà kí ó dé bí kò ṣe wípé ìyapa ní bá kọ́ dé, kí á sì fi ẹni ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ẹni hàn tí ṣe ọmọ ìgbé ẹni tí sòdì tí ó sì gbé ara rẹ̀ ga sí gbogbo ohun tí a ń pè ní Ọlọ́run, tàbí tí à ń sìn tó bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ó jókòó ní tẹ́ḿpìlì Ọlọ́run tí ó fi ara rẹ̀ hàn pé Ọlọ́run ni òun.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can be seated. We are speaking about the revelation of the man of sin. The scripture that we read in 2 Thessalonians said that we should not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Or be troubled. neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from the apostles, that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And everybody that is a believer knows that there is falling away from the faith. There is only one faith. There is only one Lord. There is only one baptism. Anything that is different from these single ones is not of God. Brother Paul said, there is only one Lord, no Trinity, only one faith. And Jude said, when he wrote to the brethren, that is exhorting them to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So there is just one faith, and that faith is the faith in the word of God. Any other faith different from that is counterfeit faith. Though we used to hear of Baptist faith, Catholic faith, redeemed faith, New Covenant faith, Foursquare faith, Methodist faith, Baptist faith, and different faith. And actually, when you get to them, they actually have beliefs that differ from one person to another, from one church to another. Methodists and Baptists are not believing the same thing. Methodists and Baptists, CAC is not believing the same thing with Catholic. Anglican and the Catholic itself, they are not believing the same thing. Then how many Bible do we have? Only one Bible. Only one God. But something has happened that have made people to cause different beliefs. But in the midst of it, in our generation, God preserved the true faith among his own children. They may be very small, they may be little, but in every generation, he still preserves the true faith. And outside of that true faith, all others is counterfeit. In the time of Noah, the true faith was for God's own children to stop their evil ways, repent of their sins, and then after that to come into the ark. The message itself was not just come into the ark. There is a righteousness that Noah actually was preaching about. It was those that believed Noah's message of righteousness. They are the ones that finally enter into the ark. All others, they perished. And that is how it came down gradually. Till when Christ came, And even those who he came for,
the
Bible says they don't even know him. And they rejected him. In fact, he came to a time that they all united together, all the denominations that was existing then, that they are not going to take him as their Messiah. They say they will not take him that. That is why the prophet prayed the message that they titled Uniting Time and Science. And because of their decision, it led to their destruction. Because there was an oncoming destruction, just as we have another one in view. There was an oncoming destruction at that time, and it is only those who believe Jesus Christ as the Messiah, they are the only one that will escape it. So the preparation for it started when they went to the temple. The disciples were showing Jesus around the temple. And instead of Jesus praising the effort of the people, their contributions and everything, and their labors, he told the disciples, you see all these buildings? A time is coming that one stone, if it's today's times, one block will not stay on another block that will not be scattered. The disciples had it. They know that Jesus doesn't talk for talking's sake. Everything he says has a meaning to it. So when they left that place, the Bible said they came to him privately. Say, sir, we want to refer you back to our visit to the temple. You made a statement that time is coming, that one stone won't stay on the other, which means that that building will be destroyed. Tell us when it will happen. And when you are answering our question, we want you to have this other one too. What will be the sign of your coming? And when you want to answer, add another one to it. What will also be the sign of the end of the world? And he sat them down and was answering one after the other. He gave them the sign to watch out for when the building is about to be destroyed. And he gave them prayer requests to be praying about, that it will not happen in winter or on the Sabbath day. Because if it happened on the Sabbath day, they will all be in the temple like this. They will just come here and destroy them. If it happened in the winter, they won't be able to run. We are in Nigeria, we can never understand that until you experience it. Even people that stay in winter place, it's not all of them that does exercise every day. No, there is exercise they do to keep themselves lively. Somebody used to call me. When the person called me, I said, you want to do exercise?
Yeah.
No, they don't have time. They don't have time in that place. So some call when they are doing exercise. They will be talking when they are walking. So sometimes we will talk like that. When I see the discussion going down, I say, look as if you are arriving at your house. Winter is deadly cold. Some of it is colder than inside the freezer. If you are not well dress and covered.
You just
go quietly like that. Then Jesus said, woe to them that are with child, that is pregnant, that are pregnant, and those that give suck. He said, woe to these two people. Why? If all of us are to run this morning, the person that we run least in this place will be Sister Laura. Because she's not by herself, and the tomac is well protruded, that there is limit to how she can even walk, not to talk of running. Even the grandmas here, yeah, they were thrown away well. Then those that have small babies there, whether you back it or you put it on your shoulder or you hold it for your breast, you cannot run like somebody without anything. That is why Jesus Christ is saying that those that have those two conditions, a problem they will have. Now the prophet said, because I don't want to go too far on this one before, so I call to myself here. The prophet said, because Jesus had given the signs to the disciples, because they are the ones that believe in him, he told them, if you are already in Judea, don't come back here. If you are on the mountain, stay there. Wherever you are outside the city, just stay there. But if you are inside, watch this sign. When you see Jerusalem compass about with soldiers, oh yeah, address your wrong for your life. Now the prophet said that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all the denominations of that day, the reason why they could not do anything was because they did not have any sign given to them, because they did not believe Jesus Christ. They say he's bastard, he's visible. So what does Beelzebub want to say that somebody will believe? And because of that, they did not hear what they're supposed to hear to escape destruction. But when the disciples, the believers, when they begin to see soldiers positioning themselves around the gate, around the wall of Jerusalem, they ran. But those that does not believe Jesus Christ, who were still living in the previous age message, the prayer of Solomon, when your people is in trouble and they come to this place and they pray, hear thou from heaven and do and forgive and do this and that, they came to the temple to pray. When it was time to run, that is where they were slaughtered. The prophet said, when the battle took off, he said, Titus General, he sealed the gate. Their wall, you can't climb their wall to jump out. Then 40 feet wall, he sealed the gate. That's the only way of exit. And he kept them inside. When they finished the food that they have, the prophet said they ate all the grass. All the grass become vegetables. When they finish eating all the grass, when there are no grasshoppers, they eat the grass, then they jump on their children and begin to eat their children. When they eat every eatable and they are very weak, Then the soldiers enter inside and slaughter them. And the prophet said that their blood was running out from the gate. Because they did not believe Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Therefore, they missed the sign of the oncoming judgment. And today, there is an oncoming judgment, oncoming destruction. And God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He is preparing His own children that have ear to hear, that have eyes to see, to listen to the prophet that He has sent for this generation, the third angel. This sermon, we will end it by speaking about the third angel. The voice of the third angel. You see, we have been hearing about the seventh messenger. Oh yes, don't worry yourself. Revelation 14, the same prophet is the third angel there, and we will bring everything as we proceed. As many as miss it, they will face it. And there is coming a time when it becomes late. It was late in the days of Noah when God shut the door. No man could come outside. No man could enter inside. It was late in the days of Elijah. It will still be better before the miracle happen for anybody to quickly confess. Prophet, before you do anything, I want to say that I believe. I believe what you are preaching. I believe you what you are preaching. And come stay by his side. But when he gave the proposition, they want to prove the true and the living God. If bad is the real God, let all of us serve him. But if it is the Almighty God, then let everybody serve him. How can you people be between two opinions? The Bible says they didn't answer him a word. Bring two bullocks. One you take, I will take the other one. You can choose among the two yourself. Just take. Then set up your altar and offer this or bullock on your altar. Then I will offer my own. But this will be the manner of our sacrifice today. None of us will use fire. The God out of the Almighty God that I'm talking about, and bad that we answer by fire, is the one that all of us have to serve. The worshiper of bad, they say, you have said well. We'll go by what you say. There is a possibility that in their enchantment before, that fire used to burn. But this one today, fire will not fall on their own. He asked them to do their own first. They do. Put something. They have been told not to put fire. And they scream on top of their voice. Later they got more desperate. Cut themselves with knives. Blood was coming out. At a point, Elijah drew closer unto them. He said, call a little louder. Shout very well. He may be he is sleeping. You have to wake him up. Because it's a serious time. And maybe he's pursuing. Maybe he's pursuing somebody. You have to wait. You have to call him so that I can come back. That his house is on fire. They scream until they got worse. Only God knows how many hours that took place. But the Bible said, when he got to the time of the evening oblation, he told them, since you have done all this while, you have tried. So let me do my own. But before I move near this altar, you go and pour water on it, so that any of you will not be thinking that I have hidden fire somewhere. Pour water on it. They went and fetched water and poured it. These are people that have called themselves, who have been screaming since morning, and they're already weak and tired. He added tasks to them. Go and fetch water. Hypocrites. They pour it the first time. Go and fetch it the second time. They pour it. Go and fetch it the third time. They pour it. The Bible said that even the trenches around the altar were filled with water. You hypocrite. Do you now know there's no fire inside? They say, yes, go ahead. He didn't spend 1 minute there. Now, according to the scripture, Israel were gathered there as spectators because Elijah have told Ahab to go and gather all Israel. Let them come and witness who is the true God so that they can know actually who to serve. So they gather there as a witness, and then the prophets of Baal were here by their own altar. And Elijah was there. By the time Elijah said, oh Lord God of heaven, let it be known that all this that I have done, I have done it according to your word, or according to the vision you have shown me. As you pray like that, and let so that you can draw the heart of these people back to yourself. The fire, beep, beep. These prophets of Baal immediately they become believers. They become believers. Not only believers, they were confessing. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. Say, this your belief is late. He said, take all of them. Don't let anybody escape. He slaughter all of them. So there are times that belief become late. It was late in the time of Noah. It was late in Elijah's time. It was late for Judas. A time is coming now that you become late. If you don't believe at the right time, it will become late. May the Lord be our help. The scriptures that we read, the two scriptures that we read, while the other sister is sleeping as she put her head front. Yes. These two scriptures that we read from Isaiah and from 2 Thessalonians. You see God picking out the thoughts of the heart of Lucifer, of Satan, saying that, for thou hast said in thine heart. So the thoughts of Satan was scribbled down by prophet Isaiah, by the spirit of prophecy. And this Isaiah that was making this prophecy, he lived thousands of years after this event. For you to know, when we are talking about prophet, we are not talking about one person that one denomination has given the title a prophet to. Mm-hmm.
The word prophet is a seer. The person that God has given four eyes. He gave him two. To move around. To read. And do things. He gave him another two. To see what ordinary mortal man cannot see. And when he sees them from the Almighty God, they are 100% the truth. Any prophet that today prophesy 10% of what he says comes to pass. 90% are lies. Today he prophesy lie. Tomorrow he prophesy some of it are true. Next tomorrow he prophesy lies. That fountain is not from God. But Isaiah picked that up as a thought from the heart of Satan. Alright. Then brother Paul, he came here and is telling us by prophecy also that a day is coming before the coming of Christ that they have been falling away, and also a man of sin will be revealed who is going to, according to what he said here, who is going to oppose and exalt himself above everything that is called God or that is worshipped. He says, so he will sit in the temple of God and be showing people that he himself is God. Isaiah picked it from the beginning. While Satan was having it in his heart in heaven, then brother Paul picked the end of it, that one day is coming that a man will sit in the temple of God. He will exalt himself. He'll be opposing everything that is called God and be exalting himself above everything that is called God of worship. But he will sit in God's temple and will be claiming he is God. And instead of the people worshipping the true God, he will be asking the people to worship him. He said, that is when Christ will now come. So that is what our subject is based on. And we started last Sunday by looking at how Satan was cast down from heaven. We read from Ezekiel chapter 28. And we saw how he was cast down to this earth. And we now pick it from when he was cast down, what now happened? Because he came as in a jelly form, and on this earth we manifested as a spirit. And he has to enter into a being. Because the prophet said, both God and Satan, they are powerless except they get a being to enter inside. Maybe you people that is sleeping, you will listen to the tape later. You know, let me say this. Some of us adults, we have blocked the officers from helping us not to sleep. I was talking with them recently, and like I was trying to accuse them of dereliction of duty. Then they said, he said, these adults you see, he said, when you try to wake them, they will say that I'm not sleeping. But he said, them that is looking, they know that this fellow is sleeping. And they will say they are not sleeping. Until one of the brethren that was speaking said, that even after the service, the person he woke that say he's not sleeping, she came back to meet him. Say, you are accusing me. I say, I'm not sleeping. Am I a small child? Will I be telling lies? I told you I'm not sleeping. So who is lying now between him and the deacon? God so kind. In the very meeting where we were, one of them dozed off. So somebody now point to him and say, see, this one is sleeping. He said, I'm not sleeping, I'm not sleeping. Right there in that very meeting. Say, I'm not sleeping, I'm not sleeping. Okay. I say, there is no argument. We are here. No argument. Just everybody wait. I say, bro, tell me what I said last. Then he actually said some things. But the last two statements that I made, I said, is that where I stop? He said, yes. Here is the vindication of what we are talking about. You slept. When you had what you had last, I have said this, and I have said this one. But you were asleep there. To him, it looked like a second. But about 10 to 15 seconds have passed. That's what used to happen to you. Then you say you are not sleeping. You are sleeping. If you say you are not sleeping, you are a liar. You are sleeping. And you are barred them from helping you out. May God be gracious unto us. Those that does not want to hear the message, and you that want to hear, Satan climb another step to make sure that when you are even willing to hear it, and you come and sit down, I will make you to sleep off so that you don't even hear it. And if you go through it very well, very few people go to replay this tape after. Once the service ends, it hurts. Understand or not understand, it hurts. The Lord be our help. Right. So last Sunday we saw how Satan came and inhabited a beast. According to Genesis 3:1, he told us that serpent was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field that the Lord God created. So that serpent that was referred to in Genesis 3:1 was a beast, not a human being. Then the prophet told us, as you can see from the scriptures, that that serpent talked with Eve. Is that true? That serpent talked to Eve when Adam was not around. You know, that discussion that led to what happened, that was the reason that God decided from that time that woman will not preach. And he said it clear in the New Testament. Even in the Old Testament, when they were having priests, there was no single woman that was a priest in all the entire Old Testament. Denomination used to refer to Deborah. Deborah was a prophetess. To prophesy and to preach, there are two different things. What I am doing here, I am preaching. But a woman can rise up here if she's anointed with the spirit of prophecy and say, thus saith the Lord. And when she preached, when she prophesied, who will note it, if the thing comes to pass, it's from God. If it doesn't come to pass, it's from the devil. But she can't come here and preach. Old Testament, she was never a priest. New Testament, when Jesus was choosing his disciples, he never chose one woman. Even though Peter was the chief speaker, and he was married, he has a wife, he has a mother-in-law, Jesus never picked the wife of Peter as a preacher. Every signboard you see today, having the man preacher, the woman behind him as the deputy, they are all of the devil. Anti-scripture. They are all blind. Brother Shin Ayojong, you are welcome from your God bless you. Have you teach us how to do exercise later? The training will just go from the soldiers. Alright. God bless you. So this serpent was then an upright creature, and the prophet told us that it was closer to human being than chimpanzee. I think we still read that in the Sunday school. Is that correct? That he could talk, and his seed then could mingle with human being. And because what the serpent came to do that time, because of Satan that came down that inhabited the serpent, that was why, first of all, the animal itself was subtle. It was the most subtle. Subtlety is always of the devil. If you are subtle, you are like a vessel for Satan. So that was the vessel that Satan found handful to use. When he filled him, then he went to go and meet Eve when the husband was not around. That is contrary even today to God's program. When such evils will happen, you can't go and meet a woman and be fooling with her or be talking rubbish with her in the presence of the husband. Can it happen? If the man is not patient, before a government will come and I will come out with a cutlass and chop off your head. You know, Brother Abraham told he told Wood's brother. Say it was good. That he quickly jump out from the window. He said that man will have blow your head with a pistol. But he went to somebody's house when the man was not around. And then the man came, and they were seeing the house. The man asked for advice and said through the window. And the spirit of prophecy picked it. Say he was coming to come and disrupt Abraham, that he is deceiving his brother, that of this religion of a thing. They are Jehovah's Witnesses, and they don't believe in such stuff. By the time he was giving that word, he deflated and knew that the Lord is God. Thank God that his own was not yet too late. The earlier you confess today that the Lord is God, when your sins can still be forgiven, when your eyes can still be opened, when you can still be delivered, when you may still receive his spirit, may the Lord be our help. This serpent in his subtlety by the anointing of the devil. No, it is the program of God that man and woman marry together, and whatever they do together is called righteousness. Outside of that, it is unrighteousness, it is sin, it is wickedness, that if it is not repented of, the person becomes a candidate of the lake of fire. Be careful how you get close to another woman, especially when you are married. There has to be a clear boundary. Clear boundary. Friendliness has to be reduced. Hey, please, my friend. Somebody else's wife is your friend. You are on the road to Wahala. Then the serpent asked Eve. As the Lord said, that you shall not eat of every fruit of the garden. Remember that as at this time, Eve was stark naked. And the prophet said she was so pretty. Probably more than any woman today. She a virgin, never had an affair, not to talk of giving birth to a child. All her body was 100% pretty. And here is serpent here, which was a beast incarnated by the devil, now talking to her. Did God say you should do everything? He said no. What God just told us is that we should not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, the one of the knowledge of good and evil. Said, let me tell you something. There are things I know that you don't know. This very thing that God says you should not do, when you do it, there are two things that will happen. One, let me ask for the dead area. Let me tell you that you're not even dying in death. Not with me, they tell you. No death. If you take it, you'll be wise and become like God. Then the woman. Is that so? But my husband didn't tell me all this now. That is the thing now. Is everything your husband will tell? These are the things that me I know that you don't know. It was from there that this serpent, an upright creature, an animal, a beast that was standing upright like a human being, has two legs, has two hands, can talk and reason and do everything. Then she begin to talk more to this naked woman. Immediately the talk was going inside. When she accepted to hear what was saying, immediately the man knocked up. That is when Eve ought to have said, please, I'm the only one at home. My husband is not at home, so you can come back and then close the door. That is the only godliness to do. You go meet a brother and a sister for house, and you know that the man is not around, he's only the wife, and you now go and sit down and balance here, both of you. You are backsliders. Brother Abraham said, when he goes to pray for the sick, he either take his wife, especially when he knows that it's only the woman that is there. He either go with his wife, or go with another brother. Even when he was even doing interview, private interview, he said sometimes we ask his wife to sit away there, and then while himself will stay here. Of course, later in life, when the people have believed him, sometimes we say he and the person alone. But it's not a matter of for a long period or something. It's a deliverance that will happen in a few minutes. That is when the thing happened. That reasoning that Satan was giving to the woman begin to break her down. Break her down. Then the serpent now begin to touch the body of Eve to sensitize her. And she could not talk anything until they went into the act and finished it. Then the woman woke up and now discovered that she was naked. Then the serpent left. Then Adam came. The first duty that Eve did after welcoming Adam is to begin to tell Adam that there are things that I don't even know that exist between us that we have not been doing. Then she also started to touch the body of Adam. Why talking to him? Because this serpent came here and told me this, and told me this, and told me this, and told this, and told this, and told this, and told this, and this, and that. When Adam was following, he himself came back to himself, and then they also lived together. This was two acts now that led to the birth of eight twins. It happened the same day. The serpent lived with the woman in the morning. Adam lived with his wife in the afternoon. And then the woman was conceived. He gave her to the first person. Cain. Gave her to the second one. Abel. The very day this act happened, in the evening, when God normally come and fellowship with them in the Garden of Eden, when he came to church, as it were, the Adam and Eve, they were not there. They said they went to hide themselves. So God called, Adam, where are you? He said, I hear your voice. But I was afraid. That language has never happened before. That is the first time Adam will become afraid. The reason why people get afraid in church and God's word, it is when your life is not right. Yeah. When your life is not right and you see the anointing come down and delve into some areas, it will create fear in you. See, I was afraid because I was naked. That's why I went to hide myself. God said, naked? Where did you get that language from? Who told you you were naked? Have you done the thing I asked you not to do? He said, no, be me. It was the woman you gave me. Is the one that gave it to me. And me too, I take. Woman, what have you done? He said, no, be me too. It's happened that beguiled me.
Me.
That's why the prophet was talking about the word beguile, which we read in the Sunday school. Beguile, deceived, lie to me. Then I partook of it. Now, it's not, apple is not even written in the Bible. The word apple being eaten by Eve was a conception of theologians. And the prophet said, if it was apple that Eve ate, that make her to know that she was naked, when all the women today are naked like this, then we should pass the apples to them so that they will know that they are naked also. But it's not apple. To make it worse, because it is the when they hear serpent, they are still looking at this snake that is crawling. If you look at the judgment of God, you know that God was not talking to snake. I say, I want to punish Brother Moses that is sitting down here. Say, because you are sleeping. He wasn't sleeping. Say, because you are sleeping. You have to sit down there. Is that punishment? When he's already sitting, then I say, you see that? If I want to punish him, I have to make him do something contrary to what he, the comfort of his own. I have to change his position. The animal that God was talking to, he was standing upright. When God told him, because of this thing that you have done, upon your belly you will crawl all the days of your life, the prophet said, from this reptile, I mean not reptile, from this beast that has four limbs, that God changed everything from head to toe, removed the limbs, and he remained just one rope. The prophet said that the way God deformed that animal, he deformed it that nobody, no science, will be able to trace the link. That is why up to today, science is still trying to find the link between human being and animals. The closest they could get were chimpanzee. But the seed of chimpanzee cannot mix with human being. When that serpent was in that form, upright condition, that was when his seed could mix with that of the woman and cause a conception. So the serpent was the father of Cain. Such a bastard that the father cannot be traced. If they call anybody bastard today, he will say, show me my father. Show me my father. Some will use to bring cutlass. Some will bring gun. If you don't show me my father today, both of us will go and meet God. If he is dead, where is his grave? If couldn't show that one to Cain, this Cain, will she do a little reading? This Cain of a man, for you to know that he was not the son of Adam. He is the son of the serpent. In three places in the scriptures, his history was made clear. Genesis chapter 5, Luke chapter 3, and 1 John, I think.
No, not only that, the fourth, there is a fourth person, fourth place too, in Jude, I think. I'll just check. Genesis, Luke, Tere, as the last verses. Then, First John. Let me see, is it 3:12 or 4:12 or so? Then there's another scripture. I think it's is it Jude or so? One verse there that talk either 14 or 17 or so. Okay, 11. No. That's not the one I want. This. Don't worry. Let's just approach the scriptures one after the other. Genesis chapter 5.
Genesis chapter 5.
Genesis 5. He said, this is the book of the generations of Adam. You know, it was Adam that God created first and then brought Eve out of Adam. Is that correct? Now, apart from this Adam, there ought not to be any other human being on earth except through Adam. I mean, they are ought not. So sometime today, somebody will say that we are all from Adam. We are not all from Adam. We are not all from Adam. Some are from the serpent. These are the two people that populated the earth. Let's read. I've told you we are not rushing. Alright. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Right. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. When you look at this arrangement, now the Bible is mentioning Seth. But there is, we all know there is Abel here. And there is Cain here. These are the first twins. But the Bible is mentioning this one. The reason he mentioned this one, we have to read from chapter 4 of Genesis to see that loophole there. Genesis chapter 4 verse 1. Well, I don't want to go that route. It's long. Let me just come to verse 25. Yeah. And Adam knew his wife again after the birth of Abel and Cain. If we read it from verse 1 of this chapter 4, it will bring up the birth of Abel and Cain and Abel, and how Cain and Abel brought offering unto God, how God accepted that of Abel and rejected that of Cain, how Cain got jealous and conceived to murder his brother,
and then call him for a family meeting and stab him and kill him. God asked Cain, where is your brother
Abel?
Say, am I my brother's keeper? When did you make me ADC? Then God told him, the blood of your brother is crying there in the field. So I don't want to go into that yet for now. But let's continue here. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, she said, Ntori Olorun, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Now, Seth replaced Abel. Are you clear? That's what we just read. Eve said, God has appointed me another seed in the place of Abel that Cain slew. So now, Seth, now from Adam to Seth. That's what we are now reading in the genealogy. Because Abel is not. But Cain is not in that lineage. Now, if Cain is from Adam, Cain is supposed to be here. Cain was not killed. Cain is still alive. Even when God called him, and God told him what he had done at this, instead of killing him, God didn't kill him. He set a mark on it, on him, that anyone that see you say will not kill you. The mark of serpent seed. Let's read ahead. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call on the name of the Lord. So let's come back to Genesis 5 now. The book of the generations of Adam. Let's continue now from verse 3. If you look at now in nothing is mentioned here of Cain and Abel. Cain is here alive. Abel is gone. Eve have said in the previous chapter that Seth is replacing Abel. Is it clear? If it's not clear, you just go and replay it back. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years and he begat sons and daughters. We shall come back to that verse later. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So thus far we just see Adam, then we saw Seth. Verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. So, from this to this, then to this, we have Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. It's not Cano, Canaan.
Canaan.
So that we don't say that Adam also gave his own seed, also give no. All right. Verse 11 now. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat
Mahalalel.
We are writing it for a purpose. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. So you will stop there, because that is where we want to get to. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. We'll read from verse 37. Luke chapter 3 from verse 23 downward. Begin to trace the history of the lineage that Jesus came from. So he came from Jesus and was coming down and came down to Adam. Do you understand? The one we read in Genesis 5. He came from the beginning and was coming down. But this one in Luke started from Jesus and was tracing it back to Adam. So we'll just pick it from where Enoch come in, because we have another scripture that we want to refer to there. Say, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch. So you can see Enoch now. The tracing has been coming from Jesus. Now he's reached Enoch here. He said, which was the son of Jared? Can you see Jared now? Are you following me? Which was the son of Mahalalel? Which was the son of Canaan? Which was the son of Enos? Which was the son of Seth? Which was the son of Adam? Adam, now which was the son of God? So you find it here. The father of Adam is God himself. And this genealogy like this went until he reached Jesus Christ. Now, Cain is not from this line. Seth has replaced Abel. The Bible makes it plain. And also prove it by the lineage he wrote out. Then that scripture, the seven from Adam. Is it not Jude? It's Jude. If it's not Jude, give me that scripture. Give me the scripture. Seven from Adam. Enoch.
Okay.
Yes, verse 14. Yeah, it's there. I put verse 14 there. I know it should be somewhere there. Okay. Now, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Now Jude is saying that counting from Adam, that Enoch is number seven. So Jude is also confirming this arrangement that Enoch is the seventh from Adam. Then where is Cain? That's the question. Where is Cain? Let's open to 1 John then. 1 John chapter 3. Verse 12. Say, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. This one who are reading, which was the son of this, which was the son of this, son of this, son of this, son of this, son of this. This one said, First John said, Cain is of the wicked one. He is the son of the serpent. Is it clear enough? And some people are telling Brother Abraham that why did he get the doctrine of serpent seed? He said he's there staring you in the face. And the person that was saying it said that an hermit gave him that revelation. He was able to be sitting on the platform, a minister, when Abraham was, and he quoted what he said in the secret and brought it out. So when people will say that a hermit gave me that revelation, and he turned and looked at the minister. Where is you putting the gato? So that you watch me when it has looking like that. I put my in the sky. You look for empty place and put your hand. Don't you know the pastor? He would never say a thing like that. What? Praise God, amen. Now, this is the lineage of Cain here. This is how Cain came. Of course, when we read scripture, we have the list of also his own. I continue now to. There is a question to the prophet. And the question was that, where did Cain get his wife? The Bible just said he went to the land of Nod. Nod. And got a wife there. The prophet said, when you read from that Genesis that we read from, The Bible said that Adam and Eve, he only mentioned three people. He mentioned Cain, Abel, Seth, which by revelation we know who is responsible for Cain. So then the Bible didn't list the others. He only said that they begat sons and daughters. The prophet said, an historian said that they have 70 children. In other times, you only walk, you don't have the problem of say you want to send your children to school. In a farm, it's easy. You try that one today, you will go and find your own town where you will live and your family. Not be here. You will go and look for where you will. It will be, yes, this is the city of. All right. We can list that of lineage. I mean, so the prophet said that Cain married his own sister. Cain, he married one of the sons of Adam. He said, one of the daughters of Adam. That is who Cain married, which will be his half sister. Now the prophet said that this Cain is half human being. And half animal. Was not a complete animal and was not a complete human being. It is only his own time that the seed of beast meets with human being. Only that singular act, once and for all, and God destroyed that link, that it is no more possible again. Because he has his own lineage. Okay. No, those names sometimes they are interwoven, but because himself gave back to Enoch, then that one gave back to Irad, that one gave back to Mehuja, then Methusael, and then Lamech. Under this, his own lineage, when he gave back to Lamech, Lamech started polygamy. He's from the lineage of Cain. The people that used to do something about polygamy, that is your father that started it. It's Lamech. And it is the trail of Cain. Yes. Serpent seed. Now we are going to take this in. You know, when after that first whatever, you know, the art. That one is just enjoying himself. The ant continue with this multiplication. The people from the lineage of Seth and from the lineage of Cain, they were multiplying until there come, when we get to, until there was a mass destruction of the heart, antediluvian destruction. The prophet said that the seed of Cain, they were multiplying more than this line of Adam. So they populated. That was what actually corrupted everywhere. When you are inside of the midst of evil, except you already have actually the Holy Spirit inside of you, you will be influenced. You will be influenced. If you take the mercy of God to single somebody out in the midst of certain influence without being corrupted, if you take the mercy of God. You know, the Bible just said that when men began to multiply, and their deeds were evil, and the imagination of their heart was continually evil. Genesis 8, that was where God found one man by the name of Noah, who was righteous, that God called him and established his covenant with him. And then he preached for 120 years while he was also building the ark according to God's instruction. And this preaching, what is the preaching about? The Bible says Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Because the earth was filled with violence. Men living with any woman they see everywhere. Something that the serpent launched. Live everywhere. No, the Bible said that the sons of God. The prophet said that was the sons of Seth. Say they saw the daughters of men. And he said those are daughters of Cain. That they were fair. So extra passed over beauty today. Extra tasting after beauty. Is a projection, is a reflection of the expression of serpent seed. Because when we go back to, even from this serpent, we go to Lucifer up, as we extended this one, we put Lucifer on top. Lucifer was created extra beautiful. Extra beautiful. And the prophet said that was when Cain and Abel were to offer sacrifices. That the emphasis of Cain was beauty. That God will be interested when the thing is beautiful. It doesn't go by revelation. It was going by beauty. So he went to get beautiful flowers and decorated the place. In the denomination, they used to tell us that Cain brought the rotten yam. It is a lie of the devil. As at this time, there was no rotten yam. Everywhere is still fat. Yeah, they didn't see what they didn't see the rotten yam. It was fruit he brought, flowers, everything. Fruit. He brought the best fruit. Put it there, decorated everything. I said, surely God will look at this beautiful something and approve it. But the Bible said that Abel by revelation. Now, the prophet told us that both Abel and Cain, they were all church members in the church where Adam was the pastor. And Adam was preaching to the people. When, because this is now post-sin, this other side of sin now. And they are now outside of the Garden of Eden. They are in Eden now. They have been driven out. So you have to tell the stories. Because these boys, they never lived physically in the Garden of Eden. They were just conception in the womb. Because it was when their pregnancy was like a day old. that God came with the judgment and they were driven out. Do you follow me? So these children were not born in the Garden of Eden, but they were born outside of the Garden of Eden, which was Eden. So the preaching of Adam was now reflecting about what brought the anger of God why they left the Garden of Eden. He will tell his church members, Eve was a member, Cain and Abel were members. What they have enjoyed in the Garden of Eden, say, I and your mother Eve. Perhaps that is what he knew. But then, the name Eve, the prophet said, Adam was the one that called something Eve, which means the mother of all living. That's another thing on Cain. The prophet said Adam was not the father of all living. Say, but Eve was the mother of all living. Because she gave birth to Abel. She gave birth to Cain. Half human being, half animal. So while Adam was preaching about what they have enjoyed in the Garden of Eden, and told them the sin they committed that made God to drive them out, and now told them what God did, he said they couldn't have fellowship with God. But for them to have fellowship, that God had to kill an innocent lamb. Is that the scripture? Plain scripture. God had to kill an innocent lamb and use the skin to wrap them and use the blood to cover their sin. So at that point, Adam got a revelation. Abel got a revelation that, okay, when you sin, God kill, when you sin, God kill an animal and use the blood to cover the sin. And then, okay, you got a revelation there. Cain was sitting down there. That thing didn't mean nothing to him. This is how his ear was in the church. In the church then, I don't know whether he was sleepy or not, too. But this is how his ear was just like that. No revelation. But Abel, he got a revelation. He's just not a bench warmer in church. He's not a spectator. When he listens, he meditates, he follows it. So when he was now to offer his own sacrifice, knowing that when God offers his own, he used animal and shed his blood. So he knew that by that revelation, if God is going to accept anything today, it has to be by blood. That is why even Brother Paul said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. This revelation, Abel got. Cain did not have it. Cain was after beauty because that was the lineage of his father. Lucifer was created beautiful. God said that you are decked with this and this. He said, I have created this soul. I created this soul. Yes. Coming to this act, he comes to the most subtle beast. When you had beauty with subtlety, you will get appendicitis. The prophet said, if a girl is beautiful, and she don't hand over that beauty to Christ, says she will send more souls to hell than all the bootleg joints in the whole country. That is why women are so much after beauty today. Denominations, when they want to have a church, even if it is just a tent, they will take the altar and decorate it, make it beautiful, because it's the lineage of Cain. God bless you. This is how Satan entered into the realm of human beings. Maybe next Sunday I'll read a few quotes. Today it has happened like that, that I just go the way of like preaching. Yes. This is how from Lucifer he entered into the serpent. The serpent gave birth to Cain. Then Cain began to produce. That is how serpent see Cain. Cain is from that wicked one. The prophet said Cain was the first person, the first murderer. He was the first person to ask God questions. He was the first person to have hatred. He was the first person to be jealous. He said all the attributes he has in him, they are not found in Adam, but they are found in him because he's from the serpent. Next Sunday, if I can't read plenty, then I will just give you the list of. I get quotes here that if I start reading, I can't finish reading them in 5 days. Just continue reading. But I will, by the grace of God, just look for the ones that, since I will read some, then I'll give you others to go and read yourself. The Lord bless you. What are we tracing? We are tracing the lineage of Cain. We have seen where he originated from. And then we see its end. As we read from 2 Thessalonians. And the projection of it is that as Jesus warned his own people in his own time of the upcoming evil, the messenger of this age, who is also the third angel, is warning the people in this generation to run away from the mark of the beast. Not to take the mark of the beast, because that's where we will end everything. And the prophet said there are two marks today that is going on: the mark of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and then the mark of the beast. Why did the Bible call it the mark of the beast? It was the beast that started the wahala. The beast, serpent, was a beast. And at the end of the day, it will be a beast also. Then there are things that you will watch out and see. When the curse was placed on that beast, God said, "Dust shall be your meat." We will trace it to it and see how that beast had to eat dust today, wherever it goes. They don't. Every other president, they walk at them with flower. He is welcome with dust. Because that is the word of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. This message of the hour that we are following is a mind of God for today. Is a mind of God where the secret of God's heart is made known. And by that secret is to help us to run away from evil, for everything that is contrary to God and His kingdom. For you to be a part of it, you got to repent of your sins and be baptized in water by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Then you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and live like God. The Bible said, when we shall see Him, we shall be like Him. The elementary preaching of Jesus while he was here. Matthew 5-7. He first of all put blessings. After that one, where they slap you this way, turn the other one. Save the curse you, you bless back. That's how you'll be the children of your Father that is in heaven. And if your enemy is hungry, give him food. If he's thirsty, give him water. Because God make his son to rain to the son to shine on the just and the unjust, and make his rain to also come to the just and the evil. He doesn't do separation. Blesses all of them the same. He ended that sermon by this: whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will tell you who is like. He said, it's like a man that built his house upon the sand. And when the rain came, and the floods came, and beat upon that house, he said the house fell, and great was the fall of it. For anyone that doeth this, that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, shall be likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. When the rain came and the storms come and beat upon the house stood firm because it was founded upon a rock. That is the one that heareth this says. When you hear these messages, that you should depart from evil, that you should repent of your sins and everything, and be baptized by man in the name of Jesus Christ, and live like a son and a daughter of God, he that heareth these sayings and dwell them will be likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. Because the rain is coming, the storm is coming. That's why the prophet preached the message, the oncoming storm. He said it will hit everybody. He said there is only one thing that can weather it, that can stop it. He said it is the storm that came on the day of Pentecost, the mighty rushing wind. He said he's the only one that can stop this one that is coming, because a storm of destruction is coming to this earth and it will hit everybody. The only one that will escape is the one that have a greater storm in there, the mighty rushing wind that fell on the day of Pentecost. If you don't have something like that, if your life is wishy-washy, up and down, whatsoever you are doing, you are present in church, bodily, in the spirit, in the soul, you are far away in the spirit land. And that tale of the service you don't know, question you don't ask, your life is not the same, it's not balanced. Just year in, year out, every December, you promise God, this new year, this is what I want to be. Another year, roll back, you are back to the same spot. The prophet said, that is an what the Indians call a death walk. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. I say God bless you. The revelation of the man of sin. Next time we have the opportunity, we shall proceed. Come to the Savior, make no delay. You hear in His word, He has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He's standing today. Tenderly saying, joyful, 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 with meet it be. Oh, when from sin our hearts are pure, hearts we shall gather Savior with it. Yes, in eternal hope. Suffer the children, suffer the children. Oh, yeah, is God. Yes, let every heart live for the region. Yes, sir, and let us. Make him a joy. Yeah, do not delay, but come. Joyful, joyful, yeah, joy, joyful, joy. Oh, with a pity be. Oh, when from sin, oh, I was a pure. God, our Savior, with His yes, in our eternal. Think once again, think once again. It's with us today. Yes, He now is blessed. Oh, man, God. I said, and I listen. Oh, we, you, my children, joyful, 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 oh, with a pity be. When from sin, our hearts are pure. God has saved your with him. Oh, in a eternal home. We are saying it now. Sometimes it looks like entertainment. Sometimes it looks like drama. Go and ask the children of Israel. Go and ask the Jews. When they missed the message of Jesus Christ and they were destroyed, right, even in the temple inclusive, there was a time of listening to what Jesus said and acting on it. They let that time slip them by. They thought it was a bastard that was talking. They thought it was a Beelzebub that was talking. When the author asked him for mercy, they never did. They made jest of him. They call him names. It has went back again to us. We are the next generation and the last generation and the last generation upon whom the end of the world have come. And what we are hearing is the message of the third angel. If any man take the mark of the beast, is in for wahala, for trouble. Take the mark of God, which is the Holy Spirit. When you mark, yeah, you are marked by God, a spiritual branding. When you are branded by God, the devil himself knows that this is not my property. You yourself know you are not his property. Your life will witness that. Everything about you will witness that. The devil will take note of you. People will also take note of you. While we have our heads bowed in this visible audience, if there be anyone here without the mark of God, which is the Holy Ghost baptism, and you desire such, will you lift up your hand to God while our heads are bowed and say, God, I want your mark. Mark me so that when the devil is marking his own, I don't want to be among them. Meaning from the depth of your heart, as your pastor pray for you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you, O God, for making us to be in this generation. No, we couldn't have been here except it's you that sent us. We are thankful unto you that in the midst of all the noise making of religious leaders, you have enabled us, O God, to single out your prophet, the vindicated word that you have said. Thank you for the message that you will cause to be put down for us in books, in tapes, and it's going in all languages now. We are very grateful to you, Lord.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name. Amen. We cannot thank you enough. We cannot appreciate you enough. Oh. Master, your children at the altar, hands are raised up everywhere after we have heard this message again. Lord, the revelation of the man of sin, Lord Jesus, we are praying, oh God, the only one, the only way to escape him is to have that mark of God. We are praying, Father God, that as many as are looking unto you for it, you are the giver of it, and the giver who they baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, on the day of Pentecost, you were the one who did it. And you are the one that have been doing it. Whosoever have it is you that did it. Whosoever we have it, it has to be you that we do it.
Yes.
We ask, oh God,
yes,
as many as are here that have lifted up their hands asking for this, may they receive in the name of Jesus. Take unbelief away from our heart. Take doubt away from our heart.
Yes.
Double mindedness. Anything that is of the enemy to try to cause chaos or whatever, may you push it away from us.
Amen.
Oh, and let us receive your faith. That
yes.
Faith that doesn't know no defeat. Oh, Father. Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name, Lord.
Amen.
Those looking unto you for healing, may they receive, Lord.
Amen.
Those looking for you for one thing or the other. You are the provider, you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. Don't pass any of us by.
Amen.
Go from best to best, from person to person, minister to us as we have need of.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, Father.
Yes, Father.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
Replenish your servant for the virtue that has led him. It's our prayers, Lord.
Yes, Father.
While we are looking unto you for the last message of the day, Lord, had more blessings, Lord, to us.
Yes.
Take all the glory.
Amen.
Our honor and praises and adoration due unto you and unto you alone, O God. Let the blessings ever be permanent with everyone.
Amen.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we
sing happy birthday for those who have their birthday last week and today. If you are within that bracket, can you please rise? So that we sing happy birthday for you. That's Brother Noah at the back, Sister Sun in front, JJ himself. Who else? Yes, I've seen Brother Noah at the back. That's all right. So we have these three people to sing for. The brothers will sing for Mama, and then the sisters will. Oh, okay. Where? Okay, Joseph Adara is inside the room. All right. So, all right. So, we sing for Brother Joseph, Brother Noah, Brother JJ Junior, Joshua, and then Mama Sunny here. Brothers will sing for Mama, and then sisters will sing for the brothers. Government people that would like to see some of our sisters already around. So if you are within that bracket, you just proceed immediately when we dismiss to that place for their few minutes stops. If it doesn't concern you, you don't need to bother yourself. We meet again by 2 o'clock. For further blessings. Shall we rise? 125. The message of his coming.